Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Listening to the Birmingham Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a 30 minutes we have for you, because not only is this the perfect place for you to have your blues say this evening, but we're going to be talking about the brilliant victory on the weekend against Nottingham Forest and the absolute madness, the limbs, the utter scenes against Coventry in the Cup. They thought they were out, they were down and out, and then they got a late equaliser, taking the game to extra time and needing another equaliser, taking it to a penalty shootout. But Birmingham are safely through to the fifth round of the FA Cup, where they will face Leicester. And a man to tell us all about the carnage through the last week where the Blues are concerned is the brilliant James Jenkinson from Birmingham Fan TV. James, brilliant to have you on once again. And as always, if you want to ask a question to me and James, please tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. James, I want to take it back now. Forest on the weekend. We know that Forest are going, really well in the Championship this year. They had a great win last Tuesday away at Brentford. But they were coming into St Andrews with a little bit of confidence, a little bit of momentum, but Birmingham had other ideas.
I'd say it was, I saw it coming, but I actually didn't. But to be honest, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. We're that kind of team that either break ducks for team in a positive way or a negative way. Forest, I think, were 7 unbeaten. They'd won 7 away games this season, something stupid like that. Anyway, they've got one of the best forms in the league. Up to third, and then obviously they come to St Andrews, and I wouldn't say they were turned over, but we certainly deserved the victory on Saturday. And it took me by surprise, but it was a pleasant surprise because we played relatively well on Saturday. I thought it was our best performance of the winter period.
Yeah, absolutely. There were so many incidents from the game. I mean, at the start, Forest almost gifting Blues a goal when the keeper, Bryce Samba, made an attempt to roll it out, and it was nearly a Blues goal. Maybe could have had a penalty. There was a bit of a scramble going on, and then it was eventually denied by a block. And there was just so many incidents from this game, and Forest had their chances, but it's Birmingham have come away with a 3 point somehow.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Forest took the lead, deservedly, I guess so. I thought we started the first 10 minutes well. Then, obviously, we squandered that chance. Obviously, after the keeper had dropped it, they took the lead. They got the penalty, which was a really, really, really soft penalty. It was never a penalty. And that was the turning point. If that goes in 2-0, I feel the atmosphere gets toxic and the players drop their heads. Thankfully, Camp saves it. As we know, he's got it in his locker. He's a bit of a master from penalties at the minute. And obviously, we got the other end, and I think it's like 60 seconds later, the ball's in the back of the Forest net. And from that moment on, it only looked like one team was going to win it, obviously, once we got the equaliser on Saturday. And I was really pleased for Scott Hogan to get off the mark, obviously, on his debut. It was really important for him. Obviously, goal scorers need goals for confidence, and obviously, goals breed goals in goal scorers. So, it couldn't have been a better start for him.
Yeah, James, you just can't make it up, can you? You can't write it. I mean, we're seeing not only Birmingham save a penalty, then they go and equalise very, very quickly. And not only is that brilliant in itself, but it's that man, Scott Hogan. And it was just almost like Aston Villa fans can't believe it. He's gone there and he's scoring. He's not been scoring for them. Stoke can't believe it. And you're just sitting there as a Blues fan, you're thinking, I'm absolutely loving this.
Yeah, and he played really, really well as well. He looked like the thing we've been missing over the course of the season. I wouldn't say a direct replacement for Shea Adams, but the closest thing we've had since he's left, a little bit of pace, a bit of power, a bit of tenacity up front, and a bit of bite as well. We've got Juki. Juki brings us so much up front. He's Mr. Reliable, but you know, he can't do it on his own. He's been doing it all season. And Scott comes in and he gave us a bit of firepower up front. And obviously he couldn't play Tuesday night in the cup because he was cup tied. But yeah, it was kind of written for him to come on and score the minute I saw him starting in the team on Saturday, which took me by surprise. I thought he's going to score today. I just felt like he was going to score. And obviously he proved me right.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And we spoke about last week. I felt like that people have kind of forgot the ability of Scott Hogan, you know, really sort of fallen out of that window, fallen out of favour. But this is a man who scored goals for Brentford and now straight away hitting the ground running for Birmingham. And maybe to take the load off, like you said, that front line, he can have a big impact towards the second half of the season now.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the aim for us is to finish as, I know it's not a great thing, but as comfortably mid-table as we can. We can still finish in the top 10, top 12. It'd be a great finish the season if we can. And he, like you say, he takes the load off up front. He's what we've been missing. We knew we were lacking another goal scorer up front. But I think that it was a great bit of business. I know fans were a bit sceptical, and rightly so. Obviously, he hasn't been informed for 2 years, but that also coincides with a lot of injuries that he's had. But at Brentford, I think he had 20 goals in 40 appearances at one point, a stupid record. And like I say, it's about a confidence game with strikers. If you can get him in a confident, rich vein of form, you know that he's a double-figure striker every season. And I think that it was a great bit of business by the board in the window.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about his goal ratio there. I think Birmingham have made a very shrewd signing here. And James, obviously, we've only started this show in the last few weeks, the last few months or so, talking about Birmingham. But just on that, you mentioned it there because we never got to speak about it. Shea Adams, obviously, going on to Southampton, hasn't really had the impact here. Maybe could be on his way very quickly. We don't know how long this experiment is going to last. But he was a big player for the Blues. And at the time, and now seeing it, is this someone that... How big was his loss and how sad were the fans over it? And is this a player that you would have back?
Oh, in a heartbeat, I'd have him back. Yeah. Obviously, I wouldn't pay the $16 million that we sold him for. I think we kind of... No, he didn't rob anyone for that at the time. He'd scored 23 goals last season and, you know, in a young English striker. He was fully worth the money, I think. But he, again, it's a confidence thing, isn't it? He's gone there. He hasn't hit the ground running like Scott did for us. And if a striker doesn't hit the ground running, it's a kind of a case of the longer the goal drought goes on, the more pressure's put on him. And I think he needs to possibly drop down on loan. Maybe Southampton need to loan him out to get his confidence back up. And I'd certainly take him in a heartbeat because, you know, he was a big loss for us in the summer and it was more a case of we didn't replace him in the summer. Whatever reason that was, we tried, we failed. But yeah, his loss has certainly been felt this season. I think it's contributed to us being, you know, in a few dogfights at times this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had a question into the studio, James. And as always, you can tweet us, put a question to James. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. This one are coming from Nathan Carty saying, a fantastic win against Nottingham Forest. I was there. I can't fault any of them. They were all super. Hogan, Duke, they can be a force. The Coventry game was absolutely mad. I thought we were out. We're going to cover that, James. But the question to James is, how big is the next window for us?
Yeah, massive. The summer is a rebuilding process. I read the Birmingham Mail this morning, and Brian Dick in the Birmingham Mail stated that we've got several players out of contract, and I think we only have six or seven first teamers that are recognised, you know, regulars who will still be here. The club need seven or eight players in the summer of good quality to come in if we're to be serious about next season. Obviously, we're not resigned to it, but we think Bellingham will go. If we can get a substantial amount of money for him and we reinvest half of that, then it could be a successful window, but the club need to have already started scouting and recruiting ready for next season so that they can bring them in, bed them in the summer, and we can hit the ground running from the start of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to discuss Coventry on Tuesday. James, I'm watching all of the replays. To be fair, all of the replays were full of drama. Loads of goals across all of the games. Keeping a close eye on the Birmingham one, though, knowing we're doing the show. Coventry 1-0. Birmingham managed to get back into it. Obviously, 92nd minute equaliser. Extra time comes up. 6 minutes to go. Coventry think they're through. Birmingham find yet another equaliser, this time for a brilliant sort of cross-come shot. That goes in. And then, talking of penalties, anyone's game. 4-1 on pens. I mean, I know you were there. It must have been utter madness.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. People say that when you go to St Andrews of a night game, a midweek game, there's always something special. And it is true, to be honest. Every time, you know, it could be the most dull game at times, but we can almost make it entertaining. And it was one of them. I thought Coventry outplayed us again for the second game. I thought, they're a very, very good team. I'd be surprised if they don't get promoted this season. And full credit to them. But, you know, I think we showed a lot of resilience, a lot of character, to give us any praise, to come back twice. I thought as soon as Coventry went ahead, heads drop, you know, we're in trouble here. We didn't. We kept going, kept battling. He made some decent changes. And obviously, to go behind again in extra time and to come back again was, it was brilliant. And it was such a rollercoaster, topsy-turvy game that, did we deserve to win it? Probably not, but it's about taking your chances. And then obviously, you know, taking those vital moments like we did in the penalty shootout, and obviously Campy again, two penalty saves. I think that's four for him in the last month. So, you know, if we need a penalty, obviously I wouldn't want to face Camp at the minute.
Well, it proved obviously 4-1 on pens on the night. And just a quick one from a fan's perspective, James. We know that Coventry playing their home games at St Andrews. We know what it was like when these sides met for the first time in the fourth round. Birmingham were in the away end. You had to sit in a different seat. You were the home side this side at your home stadium. But did it again feel weird again playing Coventry?
Felt a bit more natural this time. Obviously, sitting in the home end and having the away fans to your left, as they always are. Well, to my left anyway. But I was disappointed with our attendance, but not because I couldn't blame people that didn't go at £20 an adult. It was a ludicrous price to pay when we played them 10 days ago. But it felt a little bit more 50-50 again. It was a strange atmosphere and one of those where, you know, we should have been the home side dominating the game, being the championship team against the League One team. We didn't. So, yeah, it was strange. It was strange to see them again. But obviously just grateful to get through and have an interesting tie against the Premier League side away, which is all you can ask for, really, as a championship underdog.
Yeah, and it's a monumental tie. Leicester flying in the Premier League this season, and Birmingham get to play them now in the fifth round. A bit of a plum draw, plum tie. What are the fans making of it? Pleased that they got a Premier League opposition, or sort of, you know, at this stage of the competition, we'll take anyone, you know, and see what happens. It is knockout football after all.
Yeah, that's it. Nobody's going into this game expecting anything. Just more of the novelty for us now. An away tie, Premier League team. We haven't played in a few years in a competitive competition. And it was just a case of we'll take anyone. We like a good away day. Obviously, it was a bonus. We would have liked a Liverpool or a Man City or something like that, but beggars can't be choosers, can they, really? And it'll be interesting. I think as long as we don't embarrass ourselves and we give a good account of ourselves, then nobody's going to be disappointed. We know we'll probably go there and lose, but that's good. Let's just give it a good go.
Yeah, don't write it off too soon, James. You never know. No. You may get one of those plum ties afterwards as well. Always good to speak to you, James. James Jenkinson there from Birmingham Fan TV. Remember to check them out. Honestly, their social media and all of the stuff they do, so much extra content for all your Blues concerns as well. And you can share your views tonight at Love Sport Radio. Tweet us there or call us 0208 7020 558. We're going to talk a little bit of sad news next. Josh McCashran going down and looking to the game on Friday night against Bristol City, and then Barnsley is also up next week, and those games are both away.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Birmingham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, I was just joined by James Jenkinson there from Birmingham Fan TV, and it is two for the price of one this evening. Delighted to say now, Chris Pugh joins us also from Birmingham Fan TV, and you can still put a question to the team tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Chris, it's been a while since me and you have got to speak on the show. Really glad you're back and to get your insight. And really, same question that I asked James. Coventry at the minute, it's just been two crazy ties, obviously, the first one and the second one. Birmingham coming through on penalties. What did you make of it, the overall experience of playing them and the way that Birmingham was able to get through?
Yeah, good evening, Charlie. I'm sick to death of Coventry now. I heard James say he feels that they're potentially good enough to get promoted. I kind of hope they don't, because I've had enough of them for a good couple of seasons now. But I think what it shows is that when you're playing well at the top of League One, and I'm not saying we've been playing terribly, but we're in the bottom half of the Championship, and I think when you're on a good run of form as a League One team, I don't think there's a massive gap between the top half of League One and a lot of teams in the Championship, and I think Coventry showed that. They've got good players, they've got a good squad, a manager who knows his stuff in Mark Robbins, and obviously I think the fact that both teams have obviously their home ground, but they've been playing there all season as well. I think it really was a bit of a leveler that both teams were very comfortable playing on the pitch, in both legs. Obviously, they showed that they could score goals, but ultimately, it's about in the FA Cup. It's about getting through, and qualifying for the next round, and we've done that. Cov probably, had their chances, especially in extra time, to finish us off, but they didn't take it, and we're the ones through to face Leicester in the next round.
Yeah, absolutely, and what a tie that is, that fifth round. Just quickly, Chris, because I'm not quite sure I'm aware, what is the arrangement with Coventry? I know it's this season. Is it on after that? Do we know? What are the details of how long they are staying?
I wouldn't swear on it, but I believe it's only for the one season. I believe that was the arrangement in place, and that they would... Coventry would look at alternative accommodation for this following season. I think they were hoping to get a ground back in Coventry, whether it was the Rico or not, for the next season. And obviously, if they get promoted as a Championship club, maybe they'll have better resources and more finances to be able to do that. But as far as I'm aware, it was only for this season, the agreement to play at St Andrews.
Yeah, who knows? Like you said, you can't swear on it. Maybe they might be there and you'll have to deal with them a little bit longer, Chris. Obviously, from that game, though, a bit of sad news as well. Josh McCashran going down with a really serious injury, will not play for the rest of the season. Sad to see it, obviously. And how big a blow is this to Birmingham?
Yeah, I think, first of all, condolences to Josh. Obviously, he's a player that didn't have a club for the first half of the season. He came into Blues on a free transfer after he was released by Brentford in the summer. And you can tell, obviously there was, from when he was at Chelsea as a young kid, there was a lot of talk about him, a lot of hype around him about what a good player he was. You can tell that when he's on the ball. He's very comfortable on the ball, very confident in possession. I think the loss to Blues has been extenuated by David Davis being allowed to leave on deadline day to Charlton. I think that move was met with a few raised eyebrows from Blues fans, with thinking if somebody gets injured, Davis would be a good option to have. And obviously the first game back then is where McEachran gets himself a really bad challenge and he's out for the season. So I think all of a sudden we look a little bit short of numbers in central midfield, but ultimately if everybody stays fit, it's probably Sunjic and Bellingham and Gary Gardner who are the three who can play central midfield now. So I think if everybody stays fit, it won't be a massive problem, but it's a blow to lose Josh, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always the way when you do trim the squad a little bit, lose a body to another team and then a player goes down and you slightly regret that move. Just on the two games now that you've got coming up, it's Bristol City on Friday, a Friday night game under the lights, then Barnsley. Both those games are away. Both are massive. You know, the next game is always the biggest. But just on Bristol first, what are you making of that contest?
Yeah, I'm expecting a tough contest. I think Bristol City have, just before Christmas, they went on a little bit of a blip. I don't think they won in four, but then since then, they've won five in six, and in those games that they've won, they've kept a clean sheet in all of them. These are league games, so they're a side that are back in confidence, and they're certainly one of a dozen sides that you can imagine sneaking into the playoffs, potentially making a run for the top two if they keep the form going. They'll be absolutely flying with confidence, but we're unbeaten in seven, and as the Coventry game has showed, the Forest game last week showed that we don't know when we're beaten, and we're showing a lot of guts and spirit and determination to keep ourselves in game. So I think we'll go there with an eye to keep it tight as long as possible, and frustrate Bristol City. And hopefully we can nick something on the counter and try and hold on to it.
Yeah, it's a game. You can see why it's on TV. Birmingham unbeaten in seven. Bristol City on a four-game winning streak. Clean sheets as well in that. And these runs just sort of creep up on you. A few weeks ago, we're waiting for Birmingham to turn the corner. I think it was the Luton game, Chris. And now we're talking about seven games unbeaten after I think Birmingham went six without a win.
I'd say quickly it can change in the Championship. Yeah. How silly it is that Luton game. I mean, I remember speaking to you about it. It was such a massive game, for both teams. In terms, if we didn't come away with anything from that game, we really could have sunk like a stone. But as it is, we picked up the win, and we've taken that philosophy that we took at Luton to be hard to beat and to be resolute, and we've stuck with it. And like you say, seven unbeaten now. Going into another hectic schedule of three games in 8 days, it is now. So, you want to come into these busy schedules in confidence and on form, and that's what we're doing at the moment. So hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. Seven games unbeaten. Something has to give Friday night. A quick prediction, Chris, and then a quick look about the Barnsley game.
I certainly would take a point away from Bristol City, so I think I'll go 1-1.
1-1, and then Barnsley, who are down there, they're struggling for survival. They're going to be all out for it, but it's a good chance for Birmingham to continue that unbeaten streak, providing they get the point against Bristol, maybe to get the three against Barnsley. It's a good opportunity, even though it is away.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll be... It's difficult because Barnsley will be thinking exactly the same. I think they've got Sheffield Wednesday this weekend and then Fulham the week after. So we're sandwiched in between two really tough games for them. And obviously if they don't pick up a result against Sheffield Wednesday, the pressure will be on them even more against us. But, I like to look back at that Luton game, when we're away from home against sides in and around the bottom where we are as well, the mentality that we took against Luton, if we can keep that against Barnsley as well, if we can go there with an eye to counter, but make sure that we're hard to beat and defensively solid, then I think we're good enough to beat Barnsley. We beat them 2-0 earlier on in the season. I think that was right at the start of the season, and they really didn't show a lot at all that day. So I think we've got more than enough to beat Barnsley on Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll make for a good show next week, Chris. Always good to chat to you. Chris Pugh there from Birmingham Fan TV. Make sure you check those guys out. Like I said, before, after, during all of the Birmingham games, they are across it all, as we are. And you can have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. The Birmingham Fan Show will be back at the same time next week, 8:30 to 9, every Thursday. See how the sun shines brightly in the city on the street.
thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.